Us from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Say, I can make your hands clap. Say, I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
That can make your hands clap.
For a two-night stay,
about that.
You should be able to find money to the root cause of the problem.
The FDLC threatened to sue the city if the panhandling ordinance passed, stating that it's a violation of First Amendment rights.
The likelihood is that it would have been overturned anyway.
Both the ordinance and the amendment are content-based prohibitions on speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a few moments to start our daily broadcast.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people.
Last night was Mayor Todd Strange's
last year. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Obviously, changes next Tuesday as well as the mayor.
Fox News, and I think we're
good fertile
Democrats
ground.
Will control Virginia state government for the first time since 1994. An election results of Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves is elected governor in Mississippi. In Kentucky, the Democrat Andy Beshear declares victory by about 5,000 votes.
The results are in for the special election.
Other Kentucky citizen as Team Kentucky.
The current governor, Matt Bevin, refuses to concede.
We want the process to be followed. The process will be followed. And in the end, we will have
the governor that was chosen by the people of Kentucky.
President Trump campaigned for him in Kentucky the night before the election. An Air Force staff sergeant is missing after falling from a plane during a jump training exercise over Florida. A spokesman says the airman's parachute deployed and that he was last seen treading water in the Gulf of Mexico, but couldn't be found when the plane's crew turned back to look for him. America's listening to Fox News.
Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Welcome to November 6th with the forecast and Rich.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's about 10 degrees colder this morning than it was yesterday morning. A jacket feels good. But boy, oh boy, I am so excited about such a nice day. Sunny and warmer with a high temperature up to about 77. So the warming trend continues, but the changes are on the way soon. I know a dog that's going to get for a walk this morning. Increasing clouds, not as cool tonight. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, warm day. High in the mid to upper 70s. Risk of a shower by afternoon. A couple of showers, perhaps. Rain becomes likely by Thursday evening, Thursday night, as a cold front moves through the state of Alabama. Friday, breezy, much cooler. You bet. 58 is the high, but you add in those northwest winds at 12 to 22, it'll really add a bite to the air. We're in the 30s Friday and Saturday night. And then Saturday's high, 62. Great football weather. Upper 60s on Sunday. Sunshine, much cooler next week. Wow. Big change. Check out my morning video. Right now, this morning, clear skies, north winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 50 at 6:06.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Guess what the day is?
Hump Day.
Happy International Stress Awareness Day.
Stress Awareness Day.
Stressing out.
I'm so stressed out.
Stressed out.
What I'm hearing is you're stressed out.
Nothing stresses me out.
I'm more than stressed out. I'm freaked out.
This morning show will stress you out for sure.
You're stressing everyone out.
I really think it's time for us to do something.
It's showtime!
If you're a stressed out boomer, we have help for you coming in the Williams Hell Wake Up. You won't miss that. We have a random call here. At 6:07.
Oh, so they're busy now.
Yeah.
They weren't busy a little while ago when they called.
Nope. Sorry about that. We've had a little crisis here in the studio with a broken piece of equipment that our beloved chief engineer, Tom Jones, was attempting to fix.
What?
The guy's got a broken arm.
Yeah.
And his other hand is sprained.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crawling around down here trying to get at the headphone stuff to resolder the wires. Somebody ripped it apart.
And Tom is not 22 years old anymore.
No. It was, anyway,
But can you hear me now? One testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I can hear you now.
Thank you. Can you hear me now? What was that? What commercials were that? Was that?
I don't know.
One of the streaming services. Can you hear me now? I can see that guy's face. Was it for Verizon, maybe? I don't know.
And it still feels like 7:08 instead of 6:08.
It's really weird.
It is. At 8 minutes past, we will have the William Tell Wake Up coming up, as I mentioned, help for boomers. Our most electrifying story of the day, and a lot more. Your birthday is coming together well. There will be a specially made meatloaf.
What? There's a birthday in the future?
On Friday. Finally pried it out of him, Jay. He wants the meatloaf.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to get a meatloaf like he's never seen before.
Jay made it very clear what he wants for my birthday yesterday. Meatloaf.
No, that's what you said you wanted.
Now, we can begin the celebration early. You really like that cheese and Sloppy Joe omelet.
That was really good.
I brought in another batch of Sloppy Joe for tomorrow if you want that.
Oh, great. So for birthday Eve?
Yes, birthday Eve. It's Thomas' birthday Eve.
Is Santa coming?
I just don't know when we're going to open the gifts. 6:09, your local news next.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars. The results are in for the special election to fill the vacant House District 42 seat. Republican Van Smith won with 87.9% of the vote. His opponent, Democrat Kenneth Allison Sr., got 11.35%. The seat became vacant when State Representative Jimmy Martin died earlier this year. And the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles has resumed hearings after a two-month pause. The board denied parole to 17 of 18 offenders who came up for consideration on Tuesday. They were classified as violent offenders. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 6:11. This is your Williams Hill Wake Up.
Streets with the phrase "okay boomer." Well, okay boomer is not okay. It is not your fault you own a $120,000 RV stocked up with a sauna and all 11 seasons of MASH on VHS. If you've been ridiculed for being a boomer, just pick up your phone. No, your phone. That's the microwave. Okay. That's the cat. Yes, there it is. Your phone. Pick it up and dial 1-999 okay boomer. Help is just a call away.
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
As good as they are, I don't know how Applied Security can protect you from insanity. Not your personal insanity, but the insanity that's going on. I have never tasted one of these Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
But they're killing people.
I haven't either, but I'd like one.
I'm kind of curious, too, why people are willing to go to their graves over what.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah. Moments after cutting in line for customers ordering the new Swamich, a victim was stabbed in the upper body.
Oh, my God.
According to a story from the New York Times, Kevin Tyrell Davis, who had cut the line designated specifically for customers ordering the Swamich, was confronted by another customer once he reached the counter. Chief Hank Stawinski of the Prince George County Police Department said at a news conference yesterday, an argument broke out seconds later. Davis was stabbed once in the upper body. So the guy that's arrested and charged with murder. I hope that sandwich was good enough to last you a lifetime.
It's killer.
There must be.
They're dying to get it.
I am curious enough to go buy one now.
Good luck. They're all sold out.
They're again?
Again. Again.
What is in there? Is there crack in the meat or something?
I don't know.
No, it's in the bun.
Here's some more insight from a Popeye's cashier.
Hi, it's me, the cashier at your local Popeye's. I'm just here to say, please don't come to our store. Things are getting a little... Ma'am, get off that chair, please. Hectic and violent. It's just chicken. It's just two pieces of bread with a little chicken in the center. Find something else to freak out about. Look, I'm asking you personally. Put the flamethrower down. I'm asking you personally. Do not come to Popeye's. It is dangerous. If you're still listening, just go to Chick-fil-A. It's basically the same thing.
Man, you know, we've seen...
Ain't no killing going on at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A got Jesus.
Yes,
is that
they
the new
do.
Sandwich?
You don't see that kind of behavior at Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
No.
And you're smiled at by everybody. There's no tension, no angst.
That's right. They would never have... They would
there is now, though, because it. Rusty Aldridge is on the phone. He broke
it. Yeah, man, I'm just over here to Popeye's waiting on some sandwiches.
Hey. What's up?
I sent you a text about the headphone jack.
What did you plug in here, a samurai sword? Wires are ripped out. I mean, I don't get it. They work.
Well, I had it plugged in, and I got this bad habit of crossing my legs.
Yeah.
And I think that one of these big old number 12s hit it, and because it went off.
I'm not going to try and make you feel guilty, but if you could have seen Tom Jones on the floor with his broken arm.
I feel very bad.
Well,
I did figure out that I could plug into the headphone thing over there.
Right. Yeah.
Tom Jones, by the way, has Einstein hair now, thanks to you. It's gray and it's going in every direction.
Yeah,
it looks like he just built a nuclear weapon.
Well, he put his finger in the socket, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad, Rusty.
Leave us a note next time, man.
That or he just invented time travel.
I sent a text. I mean, you know, it's that 21st century thing.
Oh, the internet thing?
Poor Tom comes in thinking it's going to be, hey, I have a cup of coffee, you know, take care of this and that on a lazy Thursday morning, and the next thing he knows.
I saw him this morning, he looked a little rough, but I actually couldn't tell that he had been through any kind of
issues. It looks rough.
He's letting his hair grow. He is not tucking his shirt in anymore. And
he wants to be like me.
He's not combing his hair.
That's Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why would you? You can't.
He's gone.
Tom's
gone
the only guy in the company that can walk directly underneath the board.
but he also listens to this show, and he's probably listening right now. So we love you.
We love you, Tom.
Love you.
We only tease people.
Well, I just wanted to fess up. It was my big old foot that did it. But next time, I will leave a hard copy of a note when I just destroy something.
Yeah. Yeah, because don't break the internet, because that way you can't even send text.
Right. Yeah, I'll probably break that, too. Yeah. Y'all want a chicken from Popeye's?
Yeah, sure.
That would be one way to make up for it, yeah.
Do they have any?
I think they ran. Jason ran out again.
As far as I know, they sold out again, because they went on sale Sunday, because, of course, Chick-fil-A is closed. And from what I understand, while they had a lot that day, they did run out.
They cannot keep up with the demand, even?
I was in the airport when I was going to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And I walked up to a Popeye's, and they had already put up a note saying, we do not have this sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Because apparently people were going there and
you're
thinking,
right. Oh. There's got to be crack in it.
Really? Come on.
There may not be an actual sandwich. It may just be a root.
Well, Rusty, we...
Well, I'll take one of those, too.
It's good to hear from you, and we'll let you know which hospital Tom is in.
Okay. So sorry, Tom. See you guys later.
All right. We have a Barney the Dinosaur about poop jokes today.
Okay.
Goes right up our alley.
Yeah. We love that.
Later this morning here on PBS.
Right.
And viewers like you.
Yes.
Who poop.
6:20. Had a very happy conversation with Brett McDonald yesterday as the market continues to hit new high. Yeah. You want in on this? Call him at 387-0094 and become part of the news instead of just being a spectator and take advantage of a market that's growing. And start a nest egg for yourself or something for retirement or for your kids' education.
Do you know how much money I've made this year? A lot. This year.
Nobody's happier for you than I am. Yeah. You know how much money I've made this year?
Oh!
But I pay my bills. I have a little extra. Call Brad to 387-0094. Make an appointment. It's just a conversation. Don't bring a checkbook or anything. Just sit down and talk about things you'd like to accomplish with the money you work so hard to make and how you can do this painlessly on a weekly basis. That's McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. Traffic and then the timeline for November 6th next.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents to report anywhere in the area at this time. However, I-65 and 85 are busy. That's about the only place so far. My early risers, my biscuit burners, headed into Montgomery this morning. Y'all drive carefully. Look, yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, we had 14 accidents in the listening area. 14. Folks, come on, buckle up, drive careful, and please never text and drive. Keep it here for more traffic updates. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter says no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is 6:23 with the timeline for November 6th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right you are, Greg. 310th day of the year. 55 days now remain. On National Nachos Day, hope you don't have to go to Popeye's for nachos.
Why? No. They'll come up with something now that everybody's got to have. They're all probably working on that. How do we come up with the thing that everybody's got to have?
It's also Marooned Without a Compass Day. Don't be ridiculous. All you need is your phone and the GPS on it. 159 years ago in 1860, 82% of the eligible voters turned out to elect Abraham Lincoln as our 16th president. Of course, at that point, eligible voters did not include women or blacks. 1861, Jefferson Davis elected Confederate president. It wasn't close because he was unopposed. 1906, T.R., Teddy Roosevelt, travels to Panama. He was a 7-day trip to Panama and Puerto Rico, becoming the first president to make an official diplomatic tour outside of the U.S. 96 years ago, in 1923, Jacob Schick was granted a patent for the electric razor called the Gillette. No, I'm sorry. It was called the Schick, of course. 1947.
What'd you say?
You don't have to dump it. I put a K in the end. 1947, Meet the Press goes on the air on NBC. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. Chuck Todd, current moderator of that show. 58 years ago in 61, a brush fire tore out through Bel Air, California, burning down the homes of Burt Lancaster, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Marlon Brando, Cary Grant, Robert Stack, Kim Novak, among others. California should ban fires, you know? I'm just saying.
That would be a good idea, or at least cut the trees down that are close to
your house. 52 years ago in 1967, a young dark-haired stud named Phil Donahue started a small talk show in Dayton, Ohio, which later became Donahue, the syndicated show. And now, our song of the day. We've done hundreds and hundreds of songs over the better part of 4 years now, but there's still a few good ones we've never done. 50 years ago, this coming April, Cecilia, you're breaking my heart, shaking my confidence daily. How about a little Simon and Garfunkel?
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart, you're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please to come home. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart, you're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please to come home.
Let's just do this part right here. I love it. Sometimes I wish we could do the whole song, but we've got to move on to other things. On this date in 1971, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher peaks at number one. You know, she's going on tour. She's going to be...
We're giving away tickets on our other station. On
Kiss?
On Kiss, yeah.
She's coming here.
She's coming to she's coming to Birmingham.
You know,
that's close enough.
Yeah, so there you go.
Doing some ABBA songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cher is,
yeah.
What's wrong with the song she got? She got the gypsy tramp. She can't do them because they're all racist, like half-breed.
Right.
Madam Liberal, right?
On this date in 82, one of your favorite songs, Up Where We Belong, right? From Officer and a Gentleman. Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warnes, number one.
I hear him humming it all the time.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that on the radio?
Oh, only about 25,000 times. It's like all those sappy ballads. It was number one for like 80 weeks.
Yeah.
It did. Right into Air Supply. There was nothing like that.
Right? Oh, boy. What a seg. Didn't have Q-burns on it because it was past the Q-burn era.
Where's the aha song? I need to play Take On Me here. Come on.
Oh, 17 years ago in 2002, Winona Ryder found guilty, grand theft and vandalism for shopping overpriced clothes. She was actually shoplifting from Saks Fifth Avenue. Jeez, mighty. 2018, Colorado votes to abolish slavery as a form of punishment in the state constitution. A year ago today. A year ago today, Colorado votes to abolish slavery as a form of punishment.
Well, they've been smoking a lot of dope.
You know what? We should abolish this. Birthdays. Emma Stone is 31. Ethan Hawke, until recently, was a kid. He's now 49. Not a kid anymore. Actress Laurie Singer is 62. Maria Shriver is 64. The former Mrs. Arnold Schwarzenegger and part of the Kennedy clan. Sally Field, You Love Me, is 73. Gidget, Flying Nun, and what was the other show? No, she wasn't. Who's the one that did that? Oh, that girl was Marlo Thomas.
That was Marlo Thomas.
Yeah, Marlo Thomas.
But was there another one? No, Patty Duke. I get her and Sally Field mixed up all the time.
It's a millionaire. The Sally, The Patty Duke Show. Glenn Frey would have had his 71st birthday today, died in 2016. And on countdowns, we're 2 days away from the Duncan and Sons Predictathon. That's how I get away with that. 22 days till Thanksgiving. Wow. Attention, Santa. Christmas is 49 days away. And pitchers and catchers report in 97 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now from our...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
...department.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about poop jokes. When a kid finds something that is laughable, it is often something biological. Pee-pee makes a kid go ha-ha, and then someone mentions caca. Yup, your sense of humor, scatological. Poop jokes are a major part of a very young comedian's repertoire. No one's laughing at your jokes. What are you to do? It's time to show the school playground what you can do with poop. With a here and a there, here a there a everywhere a. All the kids on the playground laughing out their butts. Some scientists wanted to explain why kids like poop jokes. I already know why. They're funny. Barney loves you.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Like I said, I warned you. It happens on the show.
We've got a lot of class here.
Yeah, we do.
Around my house, it was called Kaka. Yeah.
Was it?
I heard you mention that. Kaka. Instead of poop.
I'm trying to remember.
It was Kaka.
What term of endearment we gave the... I think it was... but I'm not sure. It is 6:31, Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
You'll get this anywhere else, folks.
No. No, this is the only place you'll get this.
The hard-hitting news.
Yeah. But they, we had one of our focus groups last night at the pizza.
And they said they enjoyed that.
They love it. Bring on the. They love it. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is the best place to partner up with when it comes to gift giving. Look at the excitement that's building for this game this weekend. That tells you about the passion, about the War Eagle Roll Tide Nations. At Brian Jewelry, when you walk in the door, to your left, you'll find the Auburn Showcase. To your right, the Alabama Showcase. They're both fully stocked with really beautiful merchandise. New in the Auburn Showcase this year is a sterling silver Christmas ornament that is the Tumor's Trees.
Huh.
And they've got orange and blue gemstones embedded in the trees.
That's a cool idea.
It's a beautiful, beautiful ornament. Check that out at Brian Jewelry. If you're not sure what you want, just talk to the staff. They're so good after all these years of asking questions about the people you're shopping for, learning a little bit about them, making suggestions based on the information you provide. Or if you just have an idea, bring it there because they can make it. Professional jewelers can create it from scratch, and that's what you have. 63 years plus serving the preferred community. Now people go to Brian Jewelry from all over for value and that professional touch. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, but shop online at brianjewelry.com like Goose did. She picked out some nice things, and then I bought some matching earrings for Christmas for her, for the necklace she picked out. So I must, and Lynn suggested, I didn't know, wouldn't have known it was there if Lynn hadn't pointed it out. Beautiful stuff, too. Join the club while you're at BrianJewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I guarantee it's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny, warmer, high 77. Increasing clouds, not as cool tonight, low 57. Tomorrow is a warm day, mid to upper 70s. Risk of a shower by the afternoon, maybe a couple of showers in the afternoon. Rain likely by tomorrow evening and tomorrow night as a cold front moves through the state. Then breezy, much cooler Friday, high 58. Gusty northwesterly winds will make it seem colder. 30s on Friday and Saturday night, and Saturday's high 62 with sunshine. By the way, I mentioned on my morning video this morning, if you don't listen to idiots on the internet with rumors of winter weather in Alabama next week, there's one model that's printing some mischief, but don't listen to stuff like that, all right? Right now, this morning, we have north winds at 5 miles per hour, clear skies, 50 degrees, 633.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Our topic when we hook up with Rising in a few minutes on CBS 8 and ABC 32 is the number of streaming services available. How many do you buy every month or pay for every month, and how many do you actually use?
And here's another question. Do you know how many you're signed up for? Because I don't know.
Honestly, I thought I had canceled one. I am going to cancel Hulu. There's just nothing there that I need. But the rest... I don't know. The family makes those decisions. I just pay the bill. That's how it works. 6:35. So we'll come back and we'll be joining them live in just a few moments. Right now, we'll get a look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, as we're past the 6:30 mark now, we are seeing more cars coming into Montgomery. Things are picking up a little bit on the Atlanta Highway. The Boulevard, I-65 and 85 are doing fine through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Still a little bit early, but we have no accidents to report anywhere. Please buckle up and drive carefully this morning and stay with us for traffic updates. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Democrats will control Virginia's state government for the first time since 1994. In other election results, Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves is elected governor in Mississippi. In Kentucky, the Democrat Andy Beshear declares victory up by about 5,000 votes.
After tonight, we move forward with every other Kentucky citizen as Team Kentucky.
The current governor, Matt Bevin, refuses to concede.
We want the process to be followed. The process will be followed. And in the end, we will have the governor that was chosen by the people of Kentucky.
President Trump campaigned for him in Kentucky the night before the election. An Air Force staff sergeant is missing after falling from a plane during a jump training exercise over Florida. A spokesman says the airman's parachute deployed and that he was last seen treading water in the Gulf of Mexico, but couldn't be found when the plane's crew turned back to look for him. America's listening to Fox News.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're just killing a little time while we're waiting to join up with our friends on TV to talk streaming services.
Yeah.
So enjoy Spam and Dave.
I was hungry. I think, what could I eat?
Was that
I want something
their bumper music?
That resembles me. I'm not a picky, hungry man. I'll even eat.
birthday tribute to Spam, the perpetual me.
It's showtime.
Now we'll just wait to connect live with the cast of Rising at CBS 8, ABC 32, and over the radio.
Alexa was congratulating herself on her fifth birthday this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Alexa will never be in my house.
No?
No Alexa, no Echo. I don't want any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's enough. Enough.
I know. You got to draw a line somewhere. Same with streaming, which we were about to talk about.
Yeah.
Where do you draw that line?
I love having my Alexa tied into all the things that automate so I can just tell it.
I've got a climate control.
I walked over to the third.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery.
Uphill both ways.
All new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If we magically got 2 more hours every day, what would you do with that extra time?
Sleep.
Sleep, yeah. 35% of people say they may watch more Netflix.
Yeah, a survey on streaming services found that 70% of people think there are too many streaming choices, 87% are worried that it's becoming too expensive, and 35% say there aren't enough hours in the day to watch it all.
All of these are just valid problems here. Yeah. I want to bring in the guys over at News Talk 93.1.
There's
good morning,
plenty
guys.
Of hours that just weren't getting some.
That's very true. I'm just not doing what I want to do with those hours. Yeah. Hey, guys, good morning.
We were chatting. I don't know how many I'm paying for right now. I mean, I don't know how many I'm paying for.
Here's two words that I have to say about streaming. Tax deductible. Because how can I comment if there's a story here about something new on Netflix or one of the services? Yeah. I gotta be able to go look at it, right?
Is cake tax deductible too?
Is cake.
If it's to
Is that a Netflix show? It could be.
Yeah. You know, if I'm using it as a gift to influence some of this decision.
I see.
Yeah. Well, look, when we have the cakes at our weekly gatherings, those are tax deductible.
Okay. Well,
save your receipts.
I can't remember last time I went to Hulu, and I've got the no commercial 4K Hulu, and that's ridiculous.
There's a 4K no commercial Hulu.
Yeah. And I don't go there.
Send me the password.
Yeah,
we want to make sure you're getting your use out of it. We just want to be helpful.
And what about you guys? Are you going to jump on Disney Plus next week?
No.
No.
I don't
know,
I
need
to watch what I'm watching now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu. That
are you having watch parties, Rich?
Right.
No. I mean.
Or are you asking if we want to jump on your account?
No. I was going to.
If that's the case, of course.
I wasn't going to add another one, but Jay's making a pretty good argument for Disney Plus.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff. $6.
Let's
six
hear
bucks.
It.
I mean, it's just a lot of stuff for $6. I mean, it's Disney. You get Star Wars, you get your Marvel stuff, you
that's
get
true.
Disney.
I remember
which is
when,
a lot.
I remember when
Star
Netflix
Marvel,
was $6.
That's not making the case for me.
It's not making the case for you, no.
At the Dollar Tree.
No, it's just it's a lot of stuff.
I can't imagine without Netflix. You went without Netflix for a little while, but
I did.
You were mad at one of their CEOs.
I was mad. Yeah. Well, I can't say.
I've been going without Netflix for a little while as well. It's not. I guess I don't really miss it that much. I would really like to watch The Office, but that's being taken off and gone to the NBC app.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one. Now, that runs on some cable network.
But it's also on Netflix for a little while longer, right?
I believe so, till January 1st.
Yeah, watching it.
Then it goes to that other network streaming service. But, yesterday, what I put on? I put on your sister station, MeTV. Duh. I mean, I got all these streaming services, and I look at them. It's like I don't want to see any. There's nothing here that looks that good.
It's like Prime Video when you pay to watch a movie that you have on the shelf as a disc already. That's lazy, right?
But that's true.
Yeah,
I'm very guilty of that.
I do that. Yeah,
I have.
Yeah, it's easier, with the remote than to get up, put it in the DVD player.
I know.
It has a DVD player. Yeah, it's just a lot.
I still love the DVR. That's. Even though I'll tape a movie that's got commercials in it, and I've got the DVD in a drawer,
right?
That
exactly.
I can just pop in and watch commercial free.
Yeah.
Strange thing is, I actually don't mind commercials. It makes me feel like I'm still watching cable.
I
kind of don't mind commercials all the time. Is that weird?
commercials.
A little bit.
Pay our bills.
That's because you work in TV, and that's how we make our money.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I can appreciate the commercials. There we go.
After you know, all the cable companies are loving this, though, because people who are saying too many streaming services, too many money is going different ways, they're going to be like, well, we have this marvelous thing
called live TV
together in one place, and
we'll
you just
take you back.
Pay one person.
We'll take you back with open arms.
You thought
you were getting away with it.
I have cable and three streaming services, and I don't want to know what that costs per month.
Well, that's I want to now check my credit card bill to see how many streaming services I'm actually paying for automatically every month.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really want to find out?
Well, it's scary. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of frightening.
Sometimes it's just better to not know.
Right,
why make you cancel any of them, though?
It's the same way with...
Well, if I cancel Hulu, I want it tomorrow.
There's just no winning in this game.
You can start the free trial.
Yeah, you'll cancel something and be like, oh, a new series.
I know.
We're actually getting canceled in this segment because our producer has told us to wrap a couple of times, so we're going to have to toss it on over. Actually, not toss it on over. We're just going to say bye and have a good day.
Bye, guys. See you.
All right. And if you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay. Wasn't that...
Yeah,
lively and fascinating. All right, Big Duncan and Some Predictathon coming up on Friday.
That's a big one.
For Alabama LSU, Don has got something special in mind. I'm not sure what it's going to be.
You don't want to do the Faulkner game?
You know, it would almost be fun, you know, to do that just to tease everybody. We know we're going to give away the works, but something big on top of that. For the person that predicts the winning score in the game, in the meantime, holiday travel's right around the corner. Now, it's the 6th of November already. Seems like Halloween was just yesterday. Thanksgiving is going to be creeping up on us, and at the last minute, you may be driving somewhere and saying, gee, I hope the tires are good. That's swishful thinking. Get to Don Duncan. If you need tires, they got an overstock on Goodyear and Kelly's right now, so you can get great tires at an incredible wholesale price. Installed by their professionals. If you haven't had an oil change or had your engine checked out in a while, they got state-of-the-art diagnostics and master certified technicians at all their locations. And they'll be happy to make sure that when you depart on your holiday travel, you're driving with confidence. Plus, they accommodate you to make it easy. If you need a ride back to your office or back to your house or pickup, just ask. That's what they do at all three locations, downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and Don Duncan and Millbrook on Highway 14.
Who's this?
Right behind the McDonald's there at 647.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Basically, this whole report today is a bunch of crap, so why don't we take this call from David first. Hey, David.
Good morning, all.
Hey,
you talking about you know, like WeTV and stuff? My wife and I watched last night the first episode of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh yeah,
which was absolutely hilarious. Seeing how the characters changed from that first episode on.
Yeah, you'll notice that with any of those series that lasted a few years, like Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith looks like a real redneck in the first season or so.
Right.
Real drawly very southern and goobery.
And how they evolve.
And at the end, after 8 years, he looks like a grump.
Well, even the first Bugs Bunny. Bugs is a very different character.
And it was funny because Jethro was really almost kind of quiet and, you know, laid back in the first episode. And you see him later and how hyper he is, you know, all the time. But I did not notice this until I watched it last night. The original title of that show was The Hillbillies of Beverly Hills.
Oh,
wow.
So they changed the title, you know, sometime later in the episode. So. Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Real quick question for Jay.
Yeah.
I have not been able to find online, like, the full lineup that they're offering on the new Disney package. All I see is just the basic $6.99 package. Have you found anything beyond that?
Like what they're offering?
A different tier, in other words.
Do you mean a different tier of pricing or what?
Yeah, because aren't they supposed to be offering like a package with Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for like $14 a month?
As far as I know, they are. I have not looked into it.
I have not found anything online saying that.
Let me see here. How do you subscribe to Disney Plus? Price Hulu. I'm looking for this. Yeah, except it wants to throw me an ad.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Meanwhile, while we were talking, I got my daily email from Netflix saying we just added a new docuseries you might like, The Devil Next Door.
What is that about? Oh, it's about 2 hours. Right? I know you're going to say that.
It's actually about, I think it's about a Nazi.
Cleveland grandfather.
Oh, The Devil Next Door? Yes.
The Cleveland grandfather is brought to trial in Israel, accused of being the infamous Nazi
Ivan the
death
Terrible.
Camp guard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's based on the true story, sure.
Yeah, it is.
So I'll have to start watching that.
And, Greg, I've been binging on War in the Pacific, too. I've been watching that.
I watched the whole thing. The other day.
It was, well, it's always on.
Excellent series.
Yep.
So, but anyway, if you find anything, Jay, just kind of let us know over the airwaves.
You can pre-order it today if you go to preview.disneyplus.com.
Okay.
You can pre-order. Well, I'll have to look at it some more.
Okay. Thanks.
Amen. Thanks, David.
Bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, it's 6:51. I'll hold the 9 steps to celebrating Christmas from Mariah Carey for later.
Oh, thanks. Is Max Baird the only one still alive from Beverly Hills? Yeah.
Last of the Mohicans. He's 80-something, and he looks... He obviously had a lot of cosmetic work. He looks freakish. Emma Watson is not single. She's self-partnered. I remember those days.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Self-partnered.
They got to have a word for everything, right? Kristen Stewart says she did not do that with the director of Snow White.
Oh, man.
It's been seven.
Not Snow White.
Yeah, 7 years ago, she was caught making out with the director, Rupert Sanders. It destroyed her relationship, if you remember, with Robert Pattinson. And we were all amok.
We were.
The L.A. Chargers football team, are they moving to London? That's the rumor going around. Be the first European NFL team. TheAthletic.com, which I do subscribe to and like, says the idea has been broached among league personnel while the Chargers are fully committed to Los Angeles. But where have we heard that before?
Right.
Owner strongly denied it. It would be interesting to see how they would make that work. I would imagine if they put a team in Europe, they would have to have like 3 or 4 home games in a row because you couldn't be crossing back and forth.
Would you play at a neutral site like the ocean?
Hey, guess what? Another Batman movie. Colin Farrell in talks to play the Penguin. Batman will be played by Robert Pattinson, the aforementioned guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Danny DeVito was the Penguin in the 1992 Batman Returns flick. And Andy Serkis, not S-E-I... Forget it.
It's S-E-R-K-I-S.
Another live All in the Family episode happening.
Oh, yeah?
Along with the Good Times.
Hey, I missed the live ABC Mermaid last night.
Yeah,
but I saw some clips from it that looked pretty amazing this morning.
It did. To do a sophisticated production, I mean, that complicated live, that's...
Jay, you think that's available somewhere?
So what channel is it on? Is that ABC?
ABC?
It's probably on a service you're not currently subscribing
to. Yeah, probably.
Did ABC do the All in the Family thing?
They did.
Okay, it'll be on Hulu.
Oh, Hulu will have it.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, I won't cancel Hulu today.
Hey, he's like, we got a TV guy.
Now I got a reason for Hulu.
Yeah.
Because that's where those showed up.
No word on whether Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will come back to play Archie and Edith. Dean Martin's daughter is not a fan of this newly revised Baby It's Cold Outside with the PC lyrics. She said, it's absurd. I think what he's done, meaning John Legend, who changed it, stealing the thunder from the song and from my dad. He should write his own song if he doesn't like one.
Yeah.
But don't change the lyrics. It's a classic, perfect song.
John is no longer a legend.
And most of the people, most of the people who like that song have no problem with the lyrics because we're not that wound up from behind, okay? The woman who invented Spanx is the one who created Olivia Newton-Johnson's Johnson.
She changed her name after all these years.
Olivia Newton Johnson.
Is that a Freudian error on my part?
Yeah, the news.
She made the outfit for Olivia in Greece. That's the cheap and trashy for today. Now with a word about Millbrook Family Chiropractor.
Here's Bailey.
You know, he doesn't work on dogs that I know of.
Not yet.
But I do know you can give your dog a massage. Take him to an actual massage therapist. They will.
I love you a lot, baby, but you're never going to have a massage.
I want to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, because if you are in pain in some sort of way, where, you know, it just feels, you know, can't move full motion of your body there, then Dr. Jeff Pasley wants to help you. And that's exactly what he wants to do. Because if he can't do it, he's going to find somebody who can help you. If it's not the right thing that they would be able to help out, they know somebody who probably can, and they're going to get you there. He is not about wasting your time or even wasting your money either. He wants to get down to whatever the problem is and find the best solution that is going to make you feel better, get that full range of motion that you need. You can go to MillbrookChiropractor.com and you can schedule an appointment and also fill out the paperwork that you need to fill out, all online, right there at the convenience of your laptop or at home, wherever you may be, without having to make the appointment, sit in the office, write it out on that stupid clipboard that I had to do at my old doctor's office just a few days ago. And that was very annoying. But you don't have to worry about that. With Millbrook Family Chiropractic, go to MillbrookChiropractor.com to get their location and their hours. And enjoy that full range of movement again.
Did you hear that Facebook is changing the spelling of their name from Facebook with a capital F and regular to all caps?
Really?
So they're going from Facebook to Facebook.
I think they should be the Facebook.
The Facebook.
The Facebook.
That's what they were on day one.
We're 3 minutes away from your Fox News update that will follow your Facebook update.
I have a Disney Plus thing for David, if he's still listening. The package he's talking about will not be available until the service goes live.
Oh.
Which is when, soon?
November 12th, 5 days.
Oh, wow. We have to get that in the countdown there, Rich.
Yeah.
Let's see what's happening on the roads. By the way, Skipper came by the pizza place last night. It was a nice surprise. And so did Mommy the Swami. So we had a really good time there last night. And thanks for the hospitality, kids.
Traffic is brought to you by the Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at the Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, I-65 and 85 are doing well this morning. A brisk bit of business, but no accidents anywhere. We're seeing more cars on the boulevard coming in on the Troy Highway, 331 and 231 out of Wetumpka. Some congestion on 231 at the lights, Jasmine Hill, Rifle Range, and the River Bridge. Drive carefully this morning. We have no accidents anywhere, and we hope you will buckle up and stay with us throughout the morning for your traffic info. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world, is it Reinhardt Toyota? Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox Tonight. The Masked Singer returns with a 2-hour event. It's a double unmasking with the biggest celebrity reveals yet.
Who is it?
Think you've seen it all?
This is a Masked Singer. Anything could happen.
Think again.
Wow. We just witnessed television history.
All new Masked Singer, 2-hour event tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie.